This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. Yes, yes, yes. And listen, happy 4th of July plus one, because it is the 5th of July. And it was a great 4th of July. I'll tell you, it's like a war zone around my house. It really was. It was like a war zone. I mean, well, I shouldn't say that. You know, of course, we're living in California where, you know, they expect all the Civil War business to break out. Well, that's the talk. that is the talk. That's the kind of stuff you hear. I don't know how, of course, accurate that is, but we get stuff from time to time about what's going on. Anyway, so welcome to the show. A lot of things happening. We're going to cover what's going to happen. We think President Trump is going to announce today or tomorrow, whatever, very closely, who his pick is going to be to replace Anthony Kennedy, who is retiring, of course. This is he announced his retirement last week after the final Janus decision. By the way, for all of you in the unions, especially your government unions, sort of the kiss of death, if you will, for all that big money that's been going into the Democrats for years, especially here in California. The influence in California of these the Janus decision is going to be enormous, because everything's run by the unions around here. Everything's a union thing. And, of course, that's all started in the 90s when the California Republican Party started to die. And it's just been a death spiral ever since 1994, actually. December of 1994 marked the death spiral of the California Republican Party. Little did we know back then, but I, of course, was a whistleblower, along with a lot of other people, about what the Orange County bankruptcy was all about. And, of course, it was a Cloward and Piven strategy by the Clinton administration to destroy the Republican Party. Hello. That's really what history kind of shows that now. And, of course, Bill Clinton was all over taking California by storm, literally, at the time, pouring tons and tons and tons and tons of money into the unions at the time. Between 1994, December, and 1996, November, it was pretty clear that the president, who had visited Orange County only twice before the bankruptcy, all of a sudden, 28 times visited the Orange County area, including the Inland Empire there, and San Bernardino, Riverside, just all went all in on unions. And unionism just reigned supreme. And that was because of all the money that was coming in by way of all the supporters, George Soros and everybody. Oh, yeah, they're all there into the unions. And the growth of the SEIU and other big-time unions in California exploded, and the Democratic Party started to dominate by 1996. And ever since 1996, the state has never been red again in the Assembly or the Senate. I want you to think about that. Remember, there's only 120 legislators in California. There's not many. There's not many. So that was the strategy. It's been a strategy that's been employed. Yes, that was the right word. It's been employed throughout the nation, of course. But the big one, the biggest state in the nation, of course, California was the one that was hit first, and then, of course, everybody else spun off of that one. That's the way they like these things. You know how some things, they say, something flows downhill, you know. That was kind of the way the attitude. That's why we say this whole thing about don't be Californicated, because you don't want to follow some of the negativity things that have come out of California relative to things like unions. That's my opinion. You know, I've had real good relationships with unions, and I've been a member of unions and so on. But I got to tell you, in every union I've been a member of, and it's been three of them, and one of them is the worst one of all of them. You'd be surprised. I'm not going to name it. It's not a union at all. It's an association that really doesn't do anything for its constituents at all. At all. It takes your money. But then it's, and again, a lot of unions are that way. Now, what I'm saying about the, I never really had union representation. It's really kind of funny. I was talking about at one point in time, the only activism in an employment situation I had was when I was working at a very, very five-star restaurant in Southern California. We would not, we refused collectively to serve a certain client who was a very, very important conservative, very, very arrogant SOB. I'm sorry, did I say that? He used to call me boy, boy, hey boy, hey boy. And like, yeah. Almost dropped plates on us. Anyway, we took a action, and we weren't a union. We just told management, we're no longer going to serve this clown. Clown that he is. I mean, he was a, don't get me. Anyway, so that was my only job stop. It lasted about 30 minutes until the management. Now, it wasn't just me. It was everybody in the entire restaurant, from servers to cooks to waitresses to captains, all that stuff. We all just said, no, we're not going to serve this guy. And we shut the place down. Literally, we were shutting the place down, and of course the they couldn't do anything. They had to say, oh well, we'll take care of it. So they did take care of it. They picked up the tab for the tip for all of us, and again, actually they were nice enough to give us a bonus for all the crap we used to take from the guy. So that was resolved. But that's the only time. But the unions, in terms of being a manager and an administrator, I got along with them very, very well, except for one incident in which they wanted to target me for somebody else's mistake. Go figure, right? Which is what you see all the time, displacement, they call it. And but when you're in an administrative position, that's just the stuff you got to do. But I got to tell you, for the most part, I had very, very good relationships, and even the firing process for a classified and certificated staff member. I went through that. Went through it, and it actually can happen, even in California, when you get the local people on your side. That's the key thing. If things were to get to the higher level, there was no way that we would have survived. Even if the locals who pay the bills, of course, for these elites in Sacramento, would have been bad for everybody. But everybody handled it, and we got the people dismissed. But it was a process. But it can be done. My point is this, is that as usual, your people that are paying the bills, the people that are the common folk that pay their dues to these unions, do a great job. And their self-leadership was great. The problem is the leadership at the top is terrible. And they're stealing their money. And they're not giving them representation. And, of course, what are they doing? They're taking that money and using it for political candidates that most of them don't like. So it's a huge win, this Janus decision. That was the last decision to come out of the court, and that's when Anthony Kennedy decided, well, I'm going to retire now. He was appointed by Ronald Reagan back in the day. I can remember that whole thing when they rolled him out. I know, and I remember John Kennedy and Nixon going at it. That's how far back I go. Anyway, so this is the whole thing in the Supreme Court's going to be big, because this is the thing that's coming up with Roe v. Wade. And right now, you have to admit that the left is really, really hurting. So the big hurt is going to come here in the next month when they lose real control over the... It doesn't matter. They lose real control over the Supreme Court, probably for 20, 30 years. Think about that. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Let's see. What do we have here? USA Today. You know, I'm really big into demographics. You probably don't realize that, but demographics are big with me. It just tells the entire story about what's going on. I'll give you an example of how demographics, when you really want to study what's going on, demographics indicate, of course, a number of different things about different areas on the planet. Let's say your particular city or your county that you live in is populated by a population of human beings. Let's say there's 100,000 of them. Okay, now listen, they're all the same race, creed, and color, and sex. They're all the same sex. 100,000 males. Now, you think that's far-fetched. Try China. China has a problem because, you know, they had this zero tolerance for female babies. They would abort them, kill them at birth. And so you have an overabundance of males in China. I mean, listen, you're talking about, you know, how many billions of people, 3 or 4 billion people live in China. So, no, I don't think it's that many. I think it's two, almost three. That's a lot. Well, maybe it's over three. I have to do my demographics on China, but so you have 100,000, you have 100,000 males in a given area. Now, see, imagine 100,000 males in a given area, and there's only two females. All of a sudden, it's not 100,000; it's down by two. You have two females. Whoa, that's called demographics. Get it? So population is a demographic. Also, another part of demographics is, of course, the economy, businesses, schools. You know, that's sort of what's the cultural background, the makeup. You know, where do they come from? What's their ethnicity? Okay, all that plays into demographics. So when you have a community, let's say a community split 50-50, male, female, 100,000 of them, 50,000. Males, 50,000 females. Okay, now that's a different demographic now, isn't it? Just from the sex. But then you get the racial thing going on. Let's say of those 50,000 males that 12% are black, 25% are Hispanic, another 25% are white, non-Hispanic. I mean, you go on, and then the rest Asian. I mean, you see what I'm saying? This is the demographic makeup of sex, race, and ethnicity building up right there. Then you got cultural things, because all that blends together to give you a population demographic. All right. Now, so I say that, giving you a lecture, kind of the brief lecture. One of the great demographers, in my opinion, is a man I've talked to many times. I actually invited him back in the 90s to a conference on tolerance that I put on. His name is Joel Kotkin, Professor Kotkin at Chapman University. He's fabulous. And then go to his website, joelkotkin.com. And that's K-O-T-K-I-N, J-O-E-L-K-O-T-K-I-N, Joel Kotkin. Fabulous. He's a great writer, and he really is one of the world's greatest demographers, in my opinion. Anyway, so he was talking about the problems at that time of the populations of Central and South America. 1993. Now listen to this demographic that he gave. He said in the conference, I mean, one of the biggest takeaways from this conference was his presentation and this statement that he made based upon his studies, which were from the United Nations and all over. He has a whole way to find out. He had his own calculus even back then in 1993. He said to everybody that the population of Central and South America, 16 years and younger, was 93 million people. Well, and think about that. There's 300 million Americans right now in the United States. So the population 16 and under, 93 million in Central and South America. And he was raising the red flag. Now, we live in 2018, and what do we have coming up the border? Huge, huge pressure from Central and South America, demographically speaking. They're wanting to, of course, look what's going on. Obrador, the communist, who just Sunday won election in Mexico, the communist president-elect of Mexico, is saying it's a human right to come to the United States, and he's encouraging people to leave their cities, leave their villages, and go north to the United States. It's a human right, and their right to settle. Isn't that nice that the leader, prospective leader of Mexico, Obrador, a communist, is saying those things? That's an invasion. He's declaring war on us demographically. See, you get that point now. Okay, so now we got, these are patterns of migration being established. People migrate. And they're talking about immigration, migration of large numbers of people, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people in the United States. That's what he's saying. Open borders, anyone? This is what the Democrats want. Open borders. This gets into the United Nations, open borders, and of course, no borders at all, right? Get it? All right. So now we got this going on. USA Today article today. Population migration patterns. U.S. cities, Americans are abandoning. Oh, so we're abandoning these cities just in time for the migrants to come from Mexico. This maybe Nicholas, maybe Obrador gets it. We don't, huh? Just saying. It says here, this article says, it's going to give me a list. Where is the list? Oh, here we go. Number 50, Fairbanks, Alaska. Number 40, Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Hinesville, Georgia. El Centro, California. It says Bakersfield, California. Population decrease due to migration. That's number 46. 45, Norwich, New London. Connecticut. Population decrease due to migration. Population change. Okay. Median income, home rate. Let's see. If you want to go to Fairbanks, Alaska, the median home income is $226,000. Jonestown, Pennsylvania is 93,000. It's interesting. Norwich, okay, we got that one. It says Fresno, California. Population decrease due to migration. Median income, median home value is 238,000. Macon, Bibb County, Georgia. Anchorage, Alaska. Vineland, Bridgeton, New Jersey. Erie, Pennsylvania. My hometown. Erie, Pennsylvania. Let's see. Is this Erie? It looks like Erie. Mobile, Alabama. Number 39. Number 38, Atlantic City. Fayetteville, North Carolina. Jacksonville, North Carolina. Yakima, Washington. That's interesting. I wouldn't think Yakima. Birmingham, New York. Sierra Vista, Douglas, Arizona. That's interesting. That's really interesting, Sierra Vista. Douglas, Arizona. Farmington, New Mexico. Lawton, Oklahoma. Charleston, West Virginia. I'm getting through it. Charleston, West Virginia. We got that one. Give me the thing there. Saginaw, Michigan. Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Montgomery, Alabama. Wichita, Kansas. Go, go, go. Watertown, Fort Drum, New York. Albany, Georgia. Not New York. That's where a lot of my listeners are. New Haven, Milford, Connecticut. Visalia, Porterville, California. Really? Nice little town. Shreveport City, Louisiana. Hartford, East Hartford, Connecticut. Youngstown, Warren, Ohio. That's near Erie. Peoria, Illinois. Hanford, Corcoran, California. Really? See, this is interesting, isn't it? Rochester, New York. We're getting there. Let's see, Brownsville, Harrington, Texas, Virginia Beach, Syracuse, New York, Toledo, Ohio. Let's see, Rockville, Illinois, New York, New Jersey area. Isn't that interesting? El Paso, Texas, Flint, Michigan, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Memphis, Tennessee, Here we go. Cleveland, Ohio, St. Louis, Detroit, Michigan, Los Angeles, Long Beach, Anaheim area. And the number one, Chicago. Oh! Chicago, Illinois. Really? We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price? Guaranteed. Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Website agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, so this article in USA Today. Interesting. This is the title of the article. It says here, population migration patterns U.S. cities Americans are abandoning. We went through a whole list of them there. And the 50th worst, I guess you'd say, says is Anchorage, Alaska. And it says here, each year roughly 40 million Americans, or about 14% of the U.S. population, move at least once. Much of that movement includes younger people relocating within cities, but it is trends of Americans moving to warmer climates, more affordable areas, and better job opportunities that have largely determined migration patterns in recent decades. because of those long-term patterns, as well as recent the recent period of economic recovery, cities in some parts of the country have lost tens of thousands of residents. To find the 50 U.S. metropolitan areas that have had the least net decline in population as a result of migration between 2010 and 2014, the Wall Street Journal reviewed population figures from the U.S. Census population estimates. The 50 cities where the most people are moving away from can primarily be found in the Northeast, Midwest, and West Coast, particularly in states like Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, and New York. Among the cities where people are leaving in droves, in places such as Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis, New York, and Los Angeles. Chicago. In Los Angeles. Let's see, where are they going to? Is another thing. They actually have this done here. Population migration patterns. U.S. cities and Americans are flocking, too. I said flocking. Flocking. Like birds. Let's see. We did, you know, we covered this, actually. This is something that we covered a while back, as I recall. Where did that go? Anyway, I kind of lost track of it here. Because it was a drudge thing going on here. What the heck? Gosh, what is with these? You know, computers. It's just all of a sudden, we just got taken away here. Got to go back to Drudge here. Jeez, Austin's Drudge. Where was Drudge when you need him? Anyway, I'm sorry, but our computer just kind of like freaked out on us. I hate it when that happens. I absolutely hate it when that happens. So we got this whole thing going on. Here we go. I'm back. So it's the population migration pattern. Cities that Americans are going to. Let's see if the thing stays with us here. Okay, we're back on. We're back on the air. I'm sorry for that little glitch. It says, this is an article that was done. No, it comes out today, but I think this information came out earlier. It says each year roughly 40% of the population have moved at least once. Where do they go to? Fort Collins, Colorado. That's okay, different list here. So this is going to go down to the bottom on this one and check this whole thing out. it says here, Houston, Texas. Oh, Dallas, Fort Worth, number one. That's where people are going to. Dallas, Fort Worth. Next after that is Houston, the Woodland, Sugarland, Texas area, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Phoenix, Mesa, Scottsdale, Arizona, Atlanta, Sandy Springs, Roswell area, Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Florida, Orlando, Kissimmee, people going to Florida, Austin, Round Rock, Texas, Round Rock. Somebody was, they wanted to move me in Agenda 21 Radio to Austin, Texas, Round Rock area. This is coming out and letting you know. This was several years ago. Would you please come out? We can set you up. We can take care of you. I said, no. No, but thank you. Thank you very much, by the way. And again, classy people. There's no question about it. Okay, but here's the bigger issue. And of course, you know where I'm going with this because in the last segment, we're talking about the two cities with the greatest outflow of people going away from their destinations. The two top were Chicago area and Los Angeles, Anaheim area. That's where most people were leaving in droves. Really? Yeah. Now, of course, why is the big question? Well, the big question is pretty obvious, especially if you're in either one of those states. This is the one thing that we have found out. Now, remember, we are the King Kong of New California around here, the New California State Movement. And we have, of course, this is great. anyway, we're going to, if you're trying to call in, by the way, a little messaging, the call-in number is not open yet, but it will be. So hang on. Third hour, we're going to have the call-in number open. So I'm getting little glitches from people saying, the call-in number, I can't get in. Okay, I'm telling you, you can call in a minute. Well, at the top of the hour. Anyway, so New California is offering a whole different system of what California offers today, which is the main reason why people are leaving. Now, unbeknownst to most of you, there is another movement going on in Illinois to form New Illinois, just to let you know. Yeah. And the reason is they want to get rid of Chicago. Because why Chicago is the same kind of situation as California? A lot of people don't quite understand that. Ah, you say, gee, Paul, how brutal can you possibly be about this? Well, we can be as brutal as we want. But what we do know is that the top and the most sought-after area to leave from, Chicago, is number one, and number two is Los Angeles. Now, what do they have in common? They've got the most repressive governments of any area in the nation, besides New York, of course. And then, you know, New York's really kind of around that number two. You got some problems in New York and New Jersey. They're up on that list as well. Now, it's the economy. It's the way these states and cities are run. Now, what we have here, literally, in these two areas, these top two areas, is the classic city-state thing. In other words, this is the classic scenario where you have all of your resources, all of your representatives, everybody who runs government for an entire state in two locales, and the rest of the state is not representative. This is where you see the classic stoppage of a Republican form of governance. A Republican form of governance, which means that you are going to have a representative form of government, not a democracy. What you have in these two city states area is you have democracy. That's what you have. You have the purest form of democracy where you have representatives that are really only representing one ideal, one group of people and areas and resources. That's what you have. In other words, if you take a look at the number of representatives of California that represent the population of Los Angeles, it's by far greater than any other place in California, even San Francisco. Chicago is the same way. Their state legislators are massively overburdened and overpopulated. Where? Chicago. Not in the rest of the state. That sets the scenario for New California and New Illinois. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra.
With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
It's 215-867-8255, 215-867-8255. We'll see if we can get any of those calls in before the top of the hour. If not, we'll catch you up on the next hour. That's 215-867-8255. Now, we're talking about what is really truly going on with this demographic shift in populations, and the two big places that were you have the most outflow of people that are moving like crazy, Los Angeles and Chicago. One and two, Chicago and LA. There you have it. Out of the 50 in the nation, Aha, you say. Kind of just sort of a little side note there to history is that. You have the California legislature, the California monoparty system. You have a dictator in charge. And, of course, guess what? In Chicago, it's the same. In Chicago, Chicago by its own self should be a state, right? Imagine Illinois without Chicago and being its own new Illinois. Imagine what Illinois would be like. Now, all of you out there in Illinois, you can imagine that, right? Those of you in Chicago, you get it right now because you're so oppressed. You're so oppressed, you're leaving. I mean, how many people die in Chicago every weekend? I mean, you know, the death toll is amazing. I mean, are there any Chicagoans alive today? Of course, the most oppressive gun control laws are to aware, California and Chicago. When you start taking away people's rights to defend themselves, it shouldn't be a surprise that you get this type of outward migration. So what you have here is you have an oppressive governance system in both states. It's uncanny. We talk to people from Illinois, and we talk to people from New York, and it's upstate New York in particular, and, of course, in eastern Washington. They want to form their own new states. We get it. We get it out here in California. That's why we are forming the new state. Now, listen, you can't do it before us. We're the 51st state. We're going to be the 51st state. That's just the way it's going to be. But, you know, there are opportunities out there for other states to come on board. And that's the key thing. And it will. If you follow the Constitution, and that's been kind of the discussion that we've been having with people from other states. We've had a conversation with New York, Illinois, and Washington. And it's that lack of representation that has everybody nuts. And even if it was a Republican state that was dominated, or a conservative state that was dominated, and the Democrat or the liberal view was just not even exposed at all, crushed out, that wouldn't be a very representative form of governance, which is what the Constitution of the United States guarantees everybody is a Republican form of governance. We live in a republic. We don't live in a democracy. That, check it out. I challenge you. I had this conversation over the weekend several times with people. Some were astounded to realize that the Constitution does not say anything about this being a democracy. Because we're not. We're a republic. Big difference. I guess I have to use this platform, and Agenda 21 Radio, to tell you about that. We're in a democracy. I listen to all these other radio show hosts, television, all the people on conservative talk radio. Oh, the democracy we've got to save. We've got to be democratic about this. No, we don't. We don't live in a democracy. This is not a democracy. It's a republic. That's why we're the republic. Right? This is what people just do not understand. This is a Republican form of governance, representative governance. We start off talking about certain guarantees. In fact, the Guarantee Clause, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, states clearly, very first thing, we guarantee a Republican form of government. That's it. Out the door. Well, besides, you know, being free from invasion and also from domestic violence. That's the Guarantee Clause. Those are the things that we're guaranteed. That people need to understand. There doesn't say a democratic form of government. Doesn't say that. Does it? In a pure democracy, you have tyranny. And guess what? Chicago is tyrannical. There's a tyrannical form of government in Chicago because they do not have a Republican form of government. They have democracy. In California, we don't have a Republican form of government. We have a democracy. And what do we have in both places? Tyranny. A Republican form of government breaks up tyranny. That's a discussion people just, I know it's really hard to comprehend it because everybody's talking about a democratic government. We're democratic. We got to preserve our democracy. No, we don't. We have to preserve our Republican form of government, our union of states. That's what we have to defend. That's what we have to protect. I know we have voting, which is democratic, but you know what? If we don't have representation, then what is the voting leading to? It leads to a monoparty system. Here in California, the Republican Party is void, vacuous. It's absent. It's vamonos muchachas and muchachos. It's gone. We have one party. And in fact, those holdouts of Republicans have just folded right over into the Democrats. This is a democracy. That's a democracy. We don't have a representative government any longer. We don't have a two-party system. Multiple-party system. We had a multiple-party system, I'd be fine with that. But that's all gone now. They did that. They destroyed that. They wanted to ensure a democratic process. They have it in both places, and what do you have? Tyranny. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Two, one, one, zero. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
One, zero.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and write to voice. You have a right to your voice. Yes, you do. That is the alternative to Facebook. It's a new corporation out that is growing conservatives. By the way, if you do not want to be censored, it's right to voice. You have a right to voice. R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E.com. Let your voice be heard. Right2voice.com. Okay. Now, a lot of things going on. We're going to be talking about New California coming up, and of course, there's a lot of things happening there. The big debate is on about whether or not we're going to have this state or that state or whatever state we're going to have. I do know one thing, it's going to be New California. There's no question about that. And the demographic shifts and change throughout the United States are playing right into that. Also, the economy of California, and looks like the economy of Illinois. It's amazing when you get into these Democratic states, the states that are democracies. I mean, there's no representative republic, in other words. They just sort of start to tank. Like it or not, you know, to be in a Republican form of government, it takes a lot of work. The lazy way out is a Democratic form of government to be a democracy. And of course, we're not a democracy. This country is not founded on democratic ideals or being a democracy. It's founded on being a republic. Check it out. Read the Constitution. Spend some time with that document. You know, it used to be, Ronald Reagan used to say that kids all over America were learning the Constitution. Not now. Not now. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.